Welcome to Daily in the Word.
Hi, this is Paul Chappell, and I want to introduce you to Striving Together Publications, the publications ministry of Lancaster Baptist Church and West Coast Baptist College. Our desire is to strive together for the faith of the gospel with you and other like-minded Christians as we provide sound biblical resources for your spiritual growth. At strivingtogether.com, you will find a growing collection of outstanding books, Sunday school curriculum for all ages, conservative Christian music, outreach and discipleship resources, and many other tools for your personal and spiritual growth. You'll also find a variety of tools for your local church ministry. Be sure to visit strivingtogether.com and let us know how we can help you and your church grow in God's grace.
There's a lot of things that cry out for our attention during the Christmas season, but you know what deserves your attention the most? The Lord Jesus Christ. And so today on Daily in the Word, we want to call your attention to the attributes of Jesus Christ. That's next with Dr. Paul Chappell. For many, the Christmas season is about celebrations. For many, it's about materialism and gift giving or receiving. For many, it's about getting together with friends and family and sharing memories. For others, it's about discouragement and loneliness. But you know what the Christmas season is really supposed to be about? The Lord Jesus Christ. And so we welcome you to today's edition of Daily in the Word, where together for the next few moments, we want to give our attention to the attributes of Christ. Welcome to Daily in the Word. This program teaches the Word of God through the preaching and teaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of the Lancaster Baptist Church, president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. And our series through Christmas is The Attributes of Christ. We hope today's message will draw your heart closer to the Lord Jesus. Who was it that was born and laid in that manger over 2,000 years ago? We're going to discover that today. I want to remind you to visit us at dailyintheword.org, and all during the month of December, our gift to you is the Christmas CD, the solo piano CD, A Quiet Christmas with Christ. We'd love to send that to you. It's our gift when you partner with us this month for any amount. When you partner with us and help us cover the cost of airtime across the country, we want to send you this gift, and we know that you'll enjoy it. But right now, here's Dr. Paul Chappell to introduce today's message.
I love studying the attributes of Christ because they remind us that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, fully God in all of His attributes. Today we turn to Mark chapter 4 and learn of the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Aren't you glad that our Savior has power over the storms of life? What a blessing to be able to know that whether on the Sea of Galilee or in your living room, Jesus Christ can still the storms if we turn to Him and trust Him. May God bless you as you open your heart today to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verse 35.
Now Jesus took this man who was for 38 years crippled and healed him with His spoken word. I want you to understand, a lot of the so-called faith healers that you see on television, if they truly had the power to heal, they ought to get over to Antelope Valley Hospital and get busy this morning. You say, well, don't you believe God can heal? I believe God can heal, absolutely. I believe Jesus Christ is the great physician. But I want you to know something. The power is not in the word of man. The power is in the word of God. And here we see Jesus did have power, and He exercised the power to heal. And He gives three distinct commands. He says, first of all, rise. That is, get up. That is, without anybody helping you, I want you to have faith in My word to get up. And then He says to the man, take up thy bed. I want you to show these unbelieving Jews around here that this is real, that you have strength enough to carry your bed. And then He said, I want you to walk. I want you to go on your way in newness of life. That's what God can do with someone's life. He can pick you up from the side of the pool, and He can give you strength, and He can help you to walk on for Him. A few years ago in the Rijks Museum in Amsterdam, a man walked into the museum. He looked like a normal guy. He just kind of walked quietly past the security. But then as he got into the museum, He went close to one of Rembrandt's paintings entitled Night Watch. And he took out of his coat a knife and he began to slash at that painting. He slashed several times at the painting until finally the guards caught him and took him away. On that same day in Rome, a man walked in to St. Peter's Cathedral with a hammer. And he, walking up to one of Michelangelo's famous sculptings, took this sculpture called the Pietà, and he began to bang a hammer at that until pieces of stone began to fly away. Same day, two pieces of art, very severely damaged. Now, what did the curators of the museum do with those damaged pieces of art? Did they throw them away? Did they say, well, it was a great painting, but hey, it's been damaged, let's get rid of it? No, not at all. They found some of the great painters of the world and some of the great sculptors of the world, and they spent great amounts of time and great amounts of money to restore those pieces of art so that they could stand there in those places and give tribute to the artist of old who had done such magnificent work. Restoration was their goal. And I know some of you this morning, you say, well, Pastor Chappell, if you knew what I have done, my life, I mean, it's a mess. In my past, I've done some things I should not have done. And I sometimes hear the devil as if he would say to me that I have nothing to offer God, and God's not interested in me. But I want to tell you something today. We serve a God who wants to restore your life today. And they took that painting of Rembrandt and they so restored it that the average passerby would never even know it had suffered the blunt knife of that man that day. And I want to tell you something. God has grace to forgive and mercy to heal. And when you come to Him, He will restore your life and make it brand new again. Amen. If any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. How we thank God for that. Jesus healed completely. He has the power to heal. He has healing power. But now then, He has all power. And this is the crux of the matter. Jesus Christ is God in the flesh, possessing all the attributes of deity. He has all power. The Bible says in verse 16 of Jesus Christ, and therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay Him because He had done these things on the Sabbath day. But Jesus answered them, My Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill Him because He had not only broken the Sabbath, but also said that God was His Father. Notice this phrase in verse 18, making Himself equal with God. Would you say that with me, please? Making Himself equal. One more time, making Himself equal with God. Now that's the crux of the matter. Who is Jesus Christ? If Jesus Christ is equal with God, then my friends, today there are billions of people worshiping religions that absolutely and undeniably are false fabrications of Satan, sending people to a Christless hell today, for they utterly deny that Jesus Christ was equal with God. They deny that Jesus had that God had a son whose name was Jesus. And we see here in the Word of God, the Jews were catching on very quickly. This Jesus says He is equal with God. And we stand here this morning, some 2,000 years later, to say, absolutely, He is equal with God. For the Bible says in Colossians 1 and verse 16, for by Him, that is by Jesus Christ, all things were created that are in heaven and that are in earth, whether invisible or visible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by Him and for Him, and He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. Do you understand? Jesus Christ has creative power. He has power to raise up the dead. He has power to forgive sins. These, friends, are the attributes of deity. Jesus Christ is the Son of God, equal with God the Heavenly Father, and He is at the right hand of God today. Angels and principalities are subject unto Him. And so the Jews hated the fact that Jesus claimed this equality with God the Heavenly Father. I want you to know that Jesus is equal with God the Father. The Bible says in Colossians 2 and verse 9 that in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And when the cults knock on your door, and when the cults somehow are causing some great concern in your mind, or you hear about some group that bombs another building, some anti-American, anti-Christian group that hates the Son of God, please understand something this morning. You don't have to step back and compromise in your faith. You and I who are saved serve a risen Savior who is equal to God the Father. We see many, many people being drawn to these false religions today because they do not understand what the Bible says and they refuse to believe what the Bible says. But I want you to know the Bible is very clear that Jesus is equal in his works with the Father. Verse 21, for as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. Lazarus comes to mind. Jesus is equal in judgment. Verse 22, for the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. The Bible says in Matthew 16, 27, for the Son of Man shall come in glory, the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Jesus is equal in honor with God the Father. Verse 23, the Bible says that all men should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. Do you understand that? We are commanded to honor and worship and praise the Son on an equal basis with the Father, for the three are one. And we thank God today for the fact that Jesus Christ was God come down in the flesh. And to sum it up, the Bible says in Philippians 2 and verse 9, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, of things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. My friend, he is Lord whether his enemies admit it or not. He is Lord whether false religion understands it or not. And we are here today to worship him as Lord God Almighty, Jesus Christ. He has all power. How we thank God for that. He had power to come to a man who couldn't move for 38 years and touch and change his life. And he has power to touch and change your life today. But notice finally this morning, not only the predicament of man and not only the power of Jesus Christ, but I want you to see the promise of eternal life that Jesus Christ offers to everyone who believes. There is the reception of eternal life that is possible. I ask people nearly every week of my life, and surely every week, and sometimes nearly every day, this simple question. If you died today, do you know for sure that you'd spend eternity in heaven? And I get a lot of different answers to that question. Sometimes people say, most commonly they say, I hope I would go to heaven. I think I would go to heaven. But they are not sure that they would spend eternity in heaven with Jesus Christ. Now, sometimes people say, you know, you just can't know about heaven. The Bible says in 1 John 5:13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may what? Know, the Bible says. That you believe in the name of the Son of God. Notice what it says in verse 24 of our text, John 5:24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, Jesus says, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation. You will not be judged. You will not be in hell fire for eternity. You will not be condemned, verse 24, but is passed from death unto life. Now, God says, I want you to understand that anyone can have everlasting life. But we must do two simple things. First, we must hear his word on the matter. The Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Sometimes I'll ask people, do you know for sure you're on your way to heaven? They'll say, well, I think so. They'll say, I was real sick and I was on my bed and I had a dream and I woke up and there's a bright light at the end of the bed and I got warm fuzzies all over and after that things have seemed to be much better in my life. Now please understand, I'm glad you got better, I'm glad you had warm fuzzies, but you don't go to heaven because you feel good about yourself. Salvation is not a feeling. Salvation is a fact based on the truth of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we only are saved when we hear the truth concerning our sinful condition and concerning Jesus Christ shedding his blood on the cross for our sin. And when we hear that, we then have the opportunity to believe what Jesus says about himself and be saved. The Bible is very clear that all of us must take verse 24, he that heareth and believeth hath everlasting life. You say, well, I've been to church, I've heard some things on TV from evangelists and so forth, and that's wonderful, but has there been a moment in your life when you put your complete faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ, and from that day until this day, you know that you are on your way to heaven, that you have eternal life? You see, this is what John spoke about in 1 John 5:20, and we know that the Son of God has come and hath given to us understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, what a wonderful thing to know that you're saved and on your way to heaven. The reception of eternal life can be yours even today. We had a dear pastor friend and evangelist friend that went home to be with the Lord yesterday. His wife called me at 8:11 yesterday morning. And she said, Brother Chapel, this is Betty Rushing. And she said, I want you to know that Brother Rushing has gone home to be with the Lord this morning. And I know her heart is heavy, but I also know that in her voice I could hear also joy. And she said, I'm so glad my husband is in the presence of the Lord this morning. I'm so glad that he's there with his Savior and there with his preacher friends and others that we've known and loved. And I'm telling you this morning, the woman had a hope in her heart based upon the word of God that her husband had heard when he was a man working on the power lines in Alabama, and someone came and gave him a gospel tract and showed him how he might accept Christ as Savior. And she's glad today that her husband had made that decision to trust Christ as his Savior. And if you've never made it, someday there will be someone hoping that you would have made that decision, that you would spend eternity in heaven. For Jesus has made it so clear that if we will hear and believe, we can have everlasting life. But notice not only the reception of eternal life, but Jesus finally says we may have the resurrection unto eternal life. You know, one thing I love about serving God? God not only gives me the will, but he gives me the pleasure. And God not only shows me the way, but he does the performing of it. And God says, I'm going to forgive your sin and promise you eternal life. But let me tell you also, I'm going to resurrect you from this world, and I'm going to bring you where I am. The Bible says in verse 28, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and they shall come forth. They that have done good unto resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Here we see those that have done good, that is, they have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. They will have resurrection unto life. Those that have done bad, those that have rejected him, will have a resurrection unto death. And this particular passage speaks of all future resurrections from the ministry of Christ going forward. There was a resurrection at the time of Christ's resurrection for the Old Testament saints. There will be a resurrection or a rapture for those who are here on this earth when Jesus comes again. And there will be a resurrection in the last day of judgment at the great white throne judgment, spoken of each of them in 1 Corinthians 15, 23 to 24. But let me focus your attention, if I may, on the future resurrection of the believers. That time when we as believers will be brought to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. It is spoken of in 1 Thessalonians 4:15. Listen to these beautiful words. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Now, my friend, I want you to understand there is coming a day when those of us who are alive in Christ are going to join those who've gone before us in Christ, and forever and ever we will be with the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, not only do I promise to forgive your sin at the pool of mercy, not only do I promise to give you my righteousness, but I promise to take you someday to be with me in heaven for all of eternity. It is called the future resurrection of the believer. It is sometimes called the blessed hope of every Christian. And if you're saved today, you ought to think about that event once in a while. Jesus coming for you someday. Jesus taking you home. But I must remind you as well, there will be a future resurrection for unbelievers. And they will be resurrected to a time of judgment. I'm speaking now those who have mocked his name, those who have laughed about Jesus Christ, those who have rejected the truth. They too will be resurrected. The Bible speaks of this in Revelation 20, verse 11, and I close with this morning. And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, whose face from the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was no place, found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. And look right here. Men may laugh about hell, and men may get tattoos of flames and skulls on their bodies, and they might think it's just kind of a funny thing and a cool thing to do. I want to tell you, there's nothing cool, there's nothing funny, there's nothing to be laughed at when it comes to the subject of standing before all Almighty God and being cast into a lake of fire. Someone says, well, Pastor Chapel, this is California in 2008. Couldn't you find a Bible that doesn't have like fire in it? Look, folks, I don't write it. I just recite it. God is very clear. There will be a resurrection for those in Christ, and they will spend eternity with God. And there will be a resurrection for those who've rejected Christ, and there will be an eternity in the lake of fire forever and ever. Now, you can find another church that'll soft pedal it, but I'm telling you, my friend, Jesus has promised a resurrection and a time of judgment, and the way to avoid hellfire is to trust Christ as your Savior without delay, to turn to Him and find His grace and His mercy and His love. Because I got to tell you something this morning, our God is not willing that anybody should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He wants you today to trust His Son, Jesus, as your Savior. Some people say, I just can't believe in a God that would send anybody to hell. Hey, He doesn't want anybody to go to hell. That's why He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, so that everybody could have the opportunity to be saved. Now, if you're saved, your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. If you're not found in that book, the Bible says you'll be cast away into the lake of fire. My friends, this morning, we have seen one of the great stories of God's truth and mercy and the ramifications on eternal life. We have seen this morning that all men share the predicament of sin. We're all without strength. We're all spiritually unable to save ourselves. But we've also seen the power of Christ, the power to come to someone and the power to make them whole and the power to love and the power to forgive. And He says, if you'll hear My word and believe on Me, you'll have everlasting life. But some, for whatever reason, will hear about the love of God and hear about the offer for eternal life and say, I'd rather be with my friends in hell someday. Friend, don't say such a foolish thing. Don't act so proudful. Come today, humble yourself before the Lord and say, I'm not sure that I'm heaven bound. I'm sort of like the guy by the pool. I mean, I'm feeling helpless today and seems like nobody reaches out to me. But in this message this morning, God's love is reaching to you. And God wants to lift you up. And God wants to cleanse you and send you on your way. But you, my friend, must let Him help you today. You must believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, you've been listening to Daily in the Word, the daily radio program and teaching and preaching ministry of Dr. Paul Chapel, the pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and the president of West Coast Baptist College. If today's message has been an encouragement and a blessing to you, perhaps consider going online. You can download this message in its entirety, this program in its entirety, and also recent series from Daily in the Word through our podcast or through the website when you visit us at dailyintheword.org. Once again, that's dailyintheword.org. I also want to encourage you to refer a friend to dailyintheword.org. Let them know about the great Bible teaching and preaching that you're receiving, and they can receive that as well anytime, 24/7 at dailyintheword.org. I want to invite you to prayerfully consider partnering with us financially this month. This is an important time of year to consider how God might allow you to impact others with the gospel of Christ. And a great way to do that is through the ministry of Daily in the Word. Your gift of any amount is so important to helping us continue this radio program on this station and others like it all across the country. And this month, when you will partner with us, we want to send you a gift of appreciation. And it's a Christmas CD, a solo piano CD that will encourage your heart, entitled A Quiet Christmas with Christ. You can partner with us online at dailyintheword.org by clicking on the donate button, or you can call us toll free. The number is 1-800-201-7748. Again, 1-800-201-7748. We also love to hear from you by mail. You can send a letter to 4020 East Lancaster Boulevard, Lancaster, California, 93535. Once again, 4020 East Lancaster Boulevard, Lancaster, California, 93535. From all of us here at Daily in the Word and Striving Together Publications, we want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and the happiest, most blessed, Christ-centered New Year. Before we wrap up today's program, here's Pastor Chapel with a word of greeting.
Allow me to wish you and yours a Merry Christmas. May God richly bless you as through this season you have a Christ-centered focus. And may I ask you to remember us here at Daily in the Word during this time of year. We do our very best to provide uncompromising, Bible-believing messages throughout the year. And it's always a blessing to hear from our listeners and to receive a love gift that says, you know, we want to encourage you to stay on the station, keep broadcasting, keep on keeping on for the Lord. And remember, pray for us as we're praying for you. Merry Christmas.
Well, thanks, Pastor, and thank you, friend, for being a part of today's edition of Daily in the Word. I want to remind you, visit us at dailyintheword.org. You'll find a treasury of resources for your spiritual growth, including a daily devotional from Dr. Chapel, a link to the Daily in the Word podcast, and lots of other information. Be sure to check out the information on the Alaska cruise. We're headed to Alaska in August of 2011, and we would love to meet you and fellowship with you during that week on this special adventure. Be sure to consider prayerfully partnering with us financially. Your gift to this ministry on a monthly basis would be so appreciated and would go so far in helping us to continue expanding the ministry of the gospel of Jesus Christ all across the country through this program. You can partner with us online at dailyintheword.org. Our toll-free number, 1-800-201-7748. Thanks so much for letting this program minister to you today. And until next time, have a great day.